Just to review, Hans. Graybert, you're going to give the first star, by the way. We're starting here. So, just to review, right? So we know initially we thought that stira's tie to function. So once I take off a roof beam, right, of a bottom roof beam, I've now dismantled the roof. But if I take off the second layer, I'm not affecting the function of the roof at all. Kamashman, it's a structural issue. Oh, no! If it's a structural issue, that would mean that the beam that's leaning against the wall, okay, which seems to trouble a lot of people. I'm not sure why. But if you want to think of an analogous case, think of like a painting hanging on a nail. Okay, the beam is resting on the wall. So the Gemara is saying that can't be stira, right? If I take the beam off, it's not stira. All right, but why isn't it stira? I'll tell you why. Dismantling. So
that's a different sentence, though. Like a second layer of bars.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So when it comes, good. When it comes to the wall, so Rashi says by the wall is like is sewn together, like its pieces sewn together, so that produces wall, but the beam is separate from it. The beam is separate. Whereas according to the roof way of learning, as again looking at Rashi's language, he's saying that that they're all like equal somehow, right? You can't like, I don't know, differentiate, whatever it is, but they're equal. So since they're equal, there's no way to differentiate second level beam from first level beam. So that's why steer would apply or dismantling. Okay. There's a few things you need to explain there. Okay. Good. Any questions on that? This is, let's just understand on a basic level. Okay, if I'm building a wall, okay, or a roof, I don't care what I'm building at this point. Wooden beam, okay, wooden beam. Now imagine at the end game. By the way, let's skip ahead. Number 10. I know for me, when I hit number 10, it's now finished. So what now happens, right? When I put that 10th wooden beam on, what now happens to these wooden beams? Now, okay. Now what you're saying is that now that it's a wall, all those beams now have in them the characteristic of being wall beams. So therefore, what you're saying is that the reason why it's sewed there is I'm taking off a wall beam.
No, I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
So let's just first start with the beam, which you don't have to go into too much detail about. But that beam, the beam lying against the wall, right? So remember, so the Gemara at this point would say that maybe this thing is structurally part of the wall, right? Why is it not structural? In other words, there is a relationship there. How would you describe the relationship of the wooden beam to the wall? In the hav, juxtaposed. That's not bad. Meaning, it's true, but it can't be just adjacent, because adjacent can imply a space.
Leaning.
Okay, but what does leaning imply?
It's being supported by something else.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, think about what you just said over there. It's being supported by something else, right? That's not a crazy definition of something structural, because you can argue in some way, everything in the structure, in some sense, has a relationship of dependency, does it not? There's always some structural dependency that exists in structures. Just like the nail.
This table is being supported by a floor.
Sure.
But it's different than when you're saying, like, you're hanging a painting because the painting is being supported by the nail that it's turning over.
Right. So the idea of saying that it's not part of the wall, okay, it's showing how it's separate. Even though, again, on a structural level, if it was just based on the idea of dependency, so the beams is as much a part of the structure as anything else that is. That in a sense is attached, in quotes, some way to the structure. It's part of the structure. So a relationship of dependency is attached. Why not? It's being supported by the wall.
You take a broom and you lean against
sure.
the wall.
Sure. Okay. Why not?
That is what this case is.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah.
You can lean a chair against the wall and then not take the chair.
So what makes the wall? Now, let's understand what's trying to be presented here. I think most people are trying to say a similar thing. They're trying to create like three layers, so to speak. Okay. No, not like these layers. Okay. Three conceptual layers. Okay. One layer is like individual discrete items. Okay. That's like layer one. Okay. That's one extreme. The other extreme is this, we'll call it, use your term, maximum sphere of principle, where basically through tying, cement, nails, etc., I take these individual components, and by making them together, by tying them together, they become an entity. But what's wrong? Am I saying wrong?
No.
And then they want to use this word. It's interesting. The roof becomes very interesting, because you want to say it's ambiguous, right? Ambiguous. Now, let's understand. So, the reason why they're saying it's ambiguous is because they're contrasting it to the obvious case, which is the tier of the fact that I tie these individual components together, right? You're going to argue definitionally makes them into a new thing called wall. Before, and I had, let's say, I have my ingredients in front of me, my materials, wooden beams, thread, nails, hammer, right? Well, hammer's not really ingredient, but anyway, right? Those things. And now what do I do? By bringing them together, by tying, etc., I now create something called wall, all right? So the beam is a problem because of what? Why is the beam not considered part of that? What's it not doing?
It's not mitzarif in that physical manifestation of the wall.
Okay, so meaning, right, well, I would put it that it's not participating in the wallness, okay? What they're saying that it's not, what? In other words, what you would say is that this beam, right, in other words, if this thing is tied together, right, and it creates the wall, that beam, that wooden beam is not participating, so to speak, in the wallness. Or to put it in more halachic terms, I like wallness, but halachic terms is, right, the halachic terms is walnuts. To say that it's not participating in the tziruf, right? The tziruf already exists, so what's this wall doing? Now, someone said before that it was narrow. Of course, when you see it, it looks like separate. That's all true, but that's irrelevant. The point is that once I have this idea of wall, this concept, again, when we say wall, there's a little bit of abstraction here. We're taking individual components by tying them together, so to speak, we're creating this thing called wall. So that beam, this beam is not participating in any way in the wallness itself. It's not.
But can you explain the root case then?
Okay, good. Better? Well, obviously, that's the next step, okay. Ellie. Okay.
So there's nothing
else. I'm presenting it this way to present why the roof case is such an intriguing case, right? Because now we've got two easy extremes, right? We have, everyone would agree that if I have, there's something called discrete objects, right? And this wooden beam, by virtue of it being not expressed in, not functioning as part of the wallness, makes it separate. So that's a discrete item. That's one extreme. The other extreme is we have something called a wall that's all tied together. What do we do with the roof? The roof is funny. Because it is a roof, right? We're saying it's a roof, right? Now, again, in the roof case, nothing's tied together, okay? That's all I mean. Meaning that we know for sure, everyone would agree that if I nail it and cement, et cetera, and tie it together, then now I have definitively something called a roof. So what is this thing now? What is this thing that we call, again, I would put in quotes roof or a collection of wooden beams that is resting on top of my hut?
Yeah.
Okay? What is that? Okay? Well, that's what the Gemara is struggling with. It wants to understand what that is. Now, here's the hard part, okay? Because this is where I want to push you a little further. So you want to say it's ambiguous. So why does that therefore translate into, if I add a beam on top of the first beams, that makes it part of it? Why?
Because all you need is the most.
It has to be, when you say shaykh to the roof, I think what you mean is that what? What do you mean by shaykh to the roof? That what's it doing insofar as the roof is concerned? As far as it's good. There's the minimum thing we could say about this collection of wooden pieces that are over the hut is that they function like a roof. That's the key point here. They function like a roof, right? So therefore, any wooden beam that I add to this, what I can say is, there's in that wooden beam is no longer a discrete wooden beam. Rather, what's it doing? It's functioning like a roof. But in order to say it's functioning like a roof, what I have to say is, what's it doing? It's participating in the roofness. But when I have the wall, right, by the fact that the wall's mitzarif together, there is no opportunity for that wooden beam to participate in the identity of wall.
Which
the point I'm trying to get at is that, ultimately, the Gemara is trying to show us here, before we get to Das and the Kanim, is that functionality is not we don't have discarding functionality completely. The roof case is showing us that we can have what I call something we call a roof. You understand? It's a functional roof. That's not a wall roof, meaning it's not a structural roof. A structural roof means tied together, nailed, etc. It's a good question whether you want to, by the way, just as an aside, it's a good question whether Rav Menashe is arguing or saying, there's something else. I don't know. I'm not so worried about that. But what does he say? So he says what? He says, Afilu tema eitzim she'ain samach lefanos, right? Okay, so what's the case? The case is that I have a layer of wooden beams, and then I add on top of them bundles of hay, or straw, whatever, bundles of straw. Now, here's the thing. Why would that not be considered stira? Okay, because the bundles, this is where the nicker idea comes in, okay? This is where it is.
What does the word nicker mean?
Recognize it. It's clear. It's evident. It's evident in the very structure itself. That these things are not part of the roof.
For a second, I thought you were saying a bad word.
I know. Okay. Now, this is where things get tricky, okay? On the most basic level, there's two things going on here. One thing is that the structure itself, right, by virtue of how it's assembled, demonstrates it's not part of the roof. How? Because it's tied together as a bundle. Of course, that would therefore mean if, let's say, let's make it simple. Let's say I have a bunch of wooden beams tied up, and I put them on top of my wooden beams that are a roof. So everyone would say it's not part of the roof. But of course, if I untie them, so everyone's going to agree what I just do.
Add them to the roof.
Everyone agrees with that. Does everyone understand that? right? Yeah. If I untied the bundles, right, they now become part of the roof because I've now demonstrated that these things aren't separate. But that's the opening to the Rashba, to the Das idea. Because for instance, let's say I took those bundles of straw and I put them on top of the roof for what purpose?
For drying.
Then everyone agrees it's separate. But let's say I took those bundles of straw and threw them on top of the roof for what purpose?
For the roof.
For more roofness. Well, what now? What?
It's a roof. So now.
Now what?
It depends on your far.
I understand, but you understand the question? There's that's the key here. This is where my intent plays a role.
You said intent didn't play a role.
Yeah.
Now it does.
Well, no. Okay.
It does. So what's that? So the Rashba says he says uvelo isuraita uveshalo niskaven lavosa aval niskaven lavosa usar. So the Rashba says, if I add those bundles onto the roof, but my intention is to make the roof thicker, he says that would be considered part of the roof, okay? Which leads to an interesting problem, okay? And what's that problem? The problem is that why should Das make a difference? You know, you don't have to learn that way. You could learn the case that no matter, or there's two ways you could learn. Either you're going to say, definitionally, when I add that bundle of straw to the roof, definitionally it's not part of the roof, regardless of what my intention is. Meaning we just look at the structure. Or do we say no? Do we say that my das matters as well? Meaning if I put that bundle on the roof, it all depends what I'm putting on that bundle on the roof for. Which, by the way, makes it interesting because in that way of learning, it means it's not enough, so to speak. I'm not defining it, but not enough to say it's tied together as a bundle. You understand what I'm saying? If it's a pure, in that second way of learning, it's not a pure structural issue. You know what I mean? Does everyone understand that? Right? Okay. Let's say I put a bunch of cups on top of my roof. Okay. So at this point, you could say, well, naturally speaking, putting cups on my roof, that's not. I'm putting it up there for. I remember the case. Let's say it's a great Nafkamina case. I just remember this now. Going back to the sugya. Like for instance, let's say I painted a bunch of pieces of wood, and I put those pieces of wood on top of my roof to dry. That's a great case to think about, right? So what would you say, right? So on the one hand, you'd say, because now, because it's a little bit different, because I can argue this case, the bundles, it's like so knicker in them. You know what I mean? In other words, there's something physical in the thing itself that shows it's not part of the roof, because they're tied together.
Oh, okay.
Would you say that by the paint? You don't say the paint like
the paint
a physical...
No, the paint just shows that they're different, but not that
different. Right. So that would be an excellent nafkamina.
The same color as your roof.
What they're trying to say is this. Yeah, good. Chepsa, great. In other words, if you look at it from the perspective, so to speak, or from what the roof is, right?
Yeah,
so if I add, no, if I not essentially, if I add a bundle of wood, and, make it simple. If I add a tied together bundle of wood to the roof, I made the roof thicker. Right, exactly. In other words, if I look at it from the chepsa standpoint, this is a thicker roof, no question about it.
However,
right? Okay, right, it's the easy side. Okay. Here's the key, because I want to bring it back a little bit back into binyan. In other words, to bona. When I add that, you guys are right. In other words, you're 100% correct from the gavra standpoint. The way he sees it, it's discrete from the roof, right? 100%. But why? What makes it discrete from the roof, so to speak? Or is it just enough to say it because he relates to it that way?
Because he built it.
It's the fact that it's not laid out.
He did the
Maisar.
No, I don't care about that. That doesn't matter.
He did the Maisar of building.
No, it's what? Also in the...
If you want to say, in explaining the second way the Rashba is learning, which is that Das plays a role. If you don't have the Rashba... See, that's the point. That's some surprise. If you don't have the Rashba, when you read the Gemara, you think Das has nothing to do with it. It's a din of the thing itself. I put the bundle of straw on. Doesn't matter what I'm thinking, it's irrelevant. Yeah. Bundles of straw, never part of roof. Right. The Rashba was saying he's adding this other idea, which is that no, my das plays a role. But let's start with that possibility, okay? I think what you were saying is correct.
Right.
When you say the way the Gava relates to it, right? What I think what you're saying is that is like this. In other words, when I put that bundle of straw on top of the roof, so what potential, so to speak, roles does that bundle of straw have?
It's whatever it's straw. Meaning it's whatever it needs for whatever.
Right, so say it again?
It's whatever, exactly, it's whatever the Gava wants, whatever needs it's fulfilling for him.
Right, except but you have to agree though, if he has standas, what's its role?
That's
see, that's the tricky part. Remember, okay. In other words, no, you know what?
You're bringing the nikar part. It's like that's like the baseline. If he doesn't have
right. So again, so if it goes based on das, so what does my das do? So my das is able to imbue a certain property in this bundle to be either A or B, right? That's what you guys are saying when you say I create it, right? But you would agree though that standas is what? Why? Let's say I have no das, right? In this way of learning,
then it's the same thing as
what? Right? Why is it not part of the roof? in Sam Das?
Because Sam Das is that this is for drawing, not for...
Because it's nicker in the object itself.
Yeah.
Right, you have to say. You got no choice. You're trapped
not
going down your road.
In the sense of, like, experientially.
No, I don't mean that. Of course not. No. I mean the way it's designed. It's design itself.
Yeah, okay.
Right. But again, in that way of learning, I have the ability to go ahead and say and assign, so to speak, a function or a role for this thing. Right? That's fine. Okay. So that's what the Rosh was saying. He's saying that Das is the Machria. My Das is the Machria for these possibilities. Fine. Okay. But what about... Could we just learn the other way? What's the other way? Where it has nothing to do with Das.
So factor it with
it. Yeah. What do you mean? It doesn't matter what I do. If I take that, if I take a bundle of straw and I put it on top of a roof, I don't care what I'm thinking. It's never part of the roof.
Because that's defined as for drawing enough.
Yes. So if we, who said that?
It's not roofing.
Meaning what? Good.
Right. So I think.
Yes. Come on, good Zucker. It's not roofing material. Meaning. Yeah.
Just in a, if you have.
Come on, man. What's lacking, so to speak? Right. What's lacking in my taking that bundle of straw and adding it to the roof? What's lacking in that misa?
Separation.
What? No, we know that though, right? More than that. Come on. It's not bona. See, that's the non-das way to learn. It's not a misa bona. Meaning the stira. When you what does stira mean? What are you doing? What? It's under it, right, exactly. It's the reverse of bona. So if something is definitionally, when you say it's discreet, the next step to take is. What, by being discreet, definitionally, it's temporarily part of this thing. You understand what I mean? Of course, it could weigh 1,000,000 pounds and the wind could come on. Yeah. You understand what I mean? Conceptually, it's a temporary addition. It's temporary. So that means that as far as the binyan's concerned, there was no misa bona, so to speak. There was no real bona. So, or there's nothing constructive. So there's nothing constructive, so there's nothing, there's no counter-destructive to it. That takes Das out of the picture.
Then what's the other side?
What do you mean the other side?